Now we head to Montana to catch up with two students and FFA members in Bridger, who work in partnership as cattle buyers and operate out of the Inland Northwest's largest livestock auction in Billings. Now, they are regulars at weekly sales and have also become very popular with the rest of the cattle buyer crowd, who are excited to see a new generation stepping forward. So let's meet them now with the help of FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income podcast, Matt Breckwald.
Nick Eltoff, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Always love to speak with young men and women from Montana, my adopted home state where I went to school. So, pleasure to have you and your classmate Coulter on the show this week. We want to start off by letting our audience get to know just a little bit about you. So, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
And where are you going to school?
Bridger High School in Bridger, Montana.
All right. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience for a moment. So what is it that you're doing?
So I've got started my little cow herd here when I was about 11 or 12. I bought 3 pair cows. I worked my way up to 20 pair now. And last year I've had 26 acres of silage corn that I raised by myself. Now, this year I worked my way up. Now I've got 56 acres of silage corn on a field that I rent from a neighbor.
No kidding. You've progressed along very well since you were age, did you say 11 when you bought those first 3 pair?
Yeah, I paid $1,425 a pair for them.
No kidding. So how did you get your start? How were you able to come up with the money at age 11 to be able to do that?
So I started in 4-H when I was 8. I think 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
My parents would never let me take my money from my 4-H animals or any birthday money or prize money or anything that I got, and they saved it, and I had enough to buy 3 pair. Then I sold my calves, and then I kept taking my profit off of my cows and building my cow herd.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, I had enough money off of my calf crop to where I could farm 26 acres of corn. Then I took the money from that last year and my calf money, and I had enough where I could farm that 56 acres this year.
So you are reinvesting all of your profits right back into growing your business?
For the most part, yeah. A big portion of my profit goes back into my business I'm growing.
Good for you. And now, was it difficult to find ground that you could lease?
Around here, there's a lot of guys that are slowly giving up farming, and Coulter and I, my classmate, we have it pretty good. There's not very many kids around here that are our age that are farming. You got the real old generation right now that's getting close to retiring. And then there's a few guys around here that are in their mid-20s. And then there's us. So we've got a pretty good chance because most of the old farmers, the bigger part of the farmers around here are getting close to retiring.
And so, in the long run, do you want to continue to lease, or do you want to purchase your own ground so it's kind of locked up for you?
Well, I would love to own a lot of ground, but it's just so expensive. I wouldn't mind renting a lot of it because most of the guys around here, the people I rent it from, are good guys. You know, they would never take my lease away and give it to somebody else for more money. They're pretty loyal with their leases.
So is this something that you want to continue to do after you finish up with high school?
Yeah, I mean, right as soon as I get out of high school, I'd love to just take over our family farm.
Well, I'm excited for you and really jealous of where you live. I think you live in beautiful, beautiful country, and really looking forward to seeing how your farm and your farming endeavors develop over the next several years. Thank you so much for coming on today, Nick.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty excited, too.
And Nick isn't our only guest today. Colton Zentner, thank you very much for being on with me today.
Yep, thank you for having me.
How old are you, Colton?
I'm 16 years old.
Now, tell us about you. So do you live out on a farm, out on a ranch? Do you live in town? What's your life look like outside of school?
My mom and dad own a farm and ranch. Dad farms about 700 acres, and then he also runs about 200 head cows. We live 3 miles south of Bridger. Our place is about 400 acres, and then we lease a lot of ground from people around here that don't want to farm their own land.
Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience for a second. So I got a special request from National FFA to interview you about this, and I think it's quite interesting what you and a couple of your classmates have been doing. So tell us what you're doing for your SAE.
When I was little, I would always go to sales with my dad, and I loved watching the sales and buying cows. And then about 8 years ago, my dad started up a feedlot and started feeding for a couple buyers, and one guy in Bridger and a guy in Billings. And it got me really into buying cattle just like they were doing. So I decided that when my dad gave me two heifer calves when I was pretty young, and I started growing my herd from there. And I would sell my calves and have a little money, and I would buy any kind of cow that I could find that I thought I could make a quick dollar on, and I'll buy it, and I'll have my dad feed it, and then I'll turn around and sell it a couple months later and at a bigger calf for more money.
And so what has that developed into now?
It's developed into now is I'm actually trying to buy cows for guys. The guys that my dad saved cows for is setting me up with a few buyers. They call me and they say, I want this type of cattle for this price. And then I go to the sales and I buy that cow for that guy, as many as he needs. The only problem with that is with school, it interferes so much that I can't have a lot of jobs because I can't miss that much school.
Sure. Yeah, that's important. You want to finish that up. So tell me about when you first started out, when you would go and you would buy any cow that you thought you could make a dollar on. How are you selecting this cattle? What were you looking for that made you go, okay, this is something I can get, and then I can put some weight on it and come back and make some money? How did you pick those?
When I first started buying, I was just buying bred cows that I would put into my own herd that I wanted to do a long-term deal on. And then, so I would do that until I had now have 40 cows in my herd of my own. And then to buy cows and feed them, I would buy the exact same cow pretty much. I would buy, if I wanted to buy a 500-pound steer, I would go buy as many as I could of them, and they'd all be about the same. The guys that we fed for, that's what they would do. They'd buy like 450 to 500-pound calves and feed them until they were 800 pounds. And they were having pretty good success, so that's what I started doing.
Well, now you've developed an eye for these cows, and you know where to find them, and you know how to bid on them and get good prices. And so you're doing it for other people. But do I understand correct that at this point, since you're not 18 yet, that you can't get licensed to do this, so you have to do it under somebody else's guidance?
Well, I could get a license to do it. And last summer, I actually had the form all printed out, and it is a lot of paperwork to do. But you have to be bonded, is what they call it.
Okay.
And it is $10,000 a year.
Okay.
Just to have this license. And with me not being able to miss very much school and having to help my dad on the farm in the summer and not being able to make every sale every day, I decided that I just would not be able to make that $10,000.
Okay.
So when I do buy cows, I have to be smart, and I can't just buy one cow or some cows 1 week and then turn around and ship them cows somewhere the next day, because that is illegal. I don't have my trader's license. So legally, I have to keep these cows for 61 days.
Got it. Now, is this something that when you get done with high school and you've got some more free time that you want to pursue, do you want to do this for a career?
Yeah, I want to do this for a career. I plan on hopefully actually attending Montana State for an ag business. And as soon as I'm out of high school, getting my trader's license so I can start doing this as soon as I'm out of school. And I plan on doing this for the rest of my life.
Very, very cool. Have you already figured out a business name for yourself?
I think Zentner Cattle Company.
I like it. I like it. Look forward to seeing that on a jacket or a hat someday, Coulter.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing all this information. And I'm really excited to bring some more Montana agriculture to the rest of the nation.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.